Fun Eben has done what many of us dream of doing, turning a hobby into a career. The esports enthusiast has become an esports commentator.
Many people now play mobile games. Playing games is part of people's entertainment in daily life. The work of esports commentary has many parts, and you need to accumulate your knowledge little by little. You can improve yourself through the job.
Professional commentary helps to make the games more engaging for the watching audiences. Li Weiran is a college student in Beijing. He hopes to become an esports commentator because for him, it's not just a hobby, but also a job that's at the frontier of technology.
Esports are based on technology such as virtual reality. What's more, it can combine well with games and with technological progress. The commentator can share their experiences of playing the games, and they can make more friends this way. And it is possible for you to develop your interest into a job that can make you a living.
Playing esports was once considered nothing but much of a game addiction by the general public. But now, esports management is developing in several countries, and the industry is increasingly developing the same sort of strict requirement as you'd expect from a regular sporting code. For example, in 2003, esports was officially recognized by China as a sport. In August this year, China's esports team took part in the 2018 Jakarta Asian Games and won the world's attention with its outstanding performance. The number of esports players in China will reach an estimated 430 million this year. The esports market has been valued at around $12.5 billion this year, which marks an increase of 41% over last year. However, some esports industry insiders think that China's esports talent development system is still underdeveloped due to the industry's infancy. Dong Chan is a senior esports commentator.
The history of the esports industry in China is only about 10 years. Where should we go to find coaches when we do training? Who is qualified to train us? And on the other hand, many parents can accept their 7 or 8 year old child training as a gymnast. But it seems like no parents can accept that their children start esports training when they are 7 or 8 years old.
Some universities in China have launched majors related to esports as they start to explore esports education. For example, Sichuan University of Media and Communications has set up a College of International Games and Esports and offers majors such as Game Creativity and Production and Esports Management. And it has esports commentary courses for students majoring in broadcasting.